Okay, so Shalom Aleichem once again, everyone. So we are once again Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Tes, and again, which is also known as page 85. So we're talking about, yesterday we talked about what layer of skin, hide, whatever you want to call it, we use to make tefillin, and we talked about Sifrei Torah and mezuzahs and all that type of stuff. And how they used to make it, how they do make it now. So let's go on to tests. Now again, as I mentioned yesterday, we have this word ibud. You have to know this for Hilchos Shabbos. Again, it's as I mentioned yesterday, it's one of those words in English which you only know if you learn it in yeshiva, and that is curing or tanning a hide, curing a hide, so that it doesn't become hard and non-usable. So let's go further with that. Now again, as I was just mentioning to somebody who I was learning with just a few minutes ago, and I say it in school very often, a lot of times we learn a halacha, and we think, well, you know, that doesn't apply anymore. We don't use that process anymore. Well, first of all, you never know. But second of all, a lot of times, all the time, we can learn a concept from the halacha that definitely applies to us. It definitely applies by us. So here, let's say a non-Jew cured the hide. So again, people used to do. Now, evidently it seems from the Gemara, being a curer, a tanner, was not, the Gemara says, like, the world needs borsukis, needs people who did that, and somehow Hashem makes it, it is an amazing thing, right? Some people, Hashem makes it that certain people like certain things and certain people would never do it. And things like, there's garbage collectors, there's, like people do all sorts of things, And certain people, right? It could be anything. Chas v'shalom to compare. But, like a lot of people, I would never want my son to be a rabbi, or they wouldn't want to be a rabbi. Hashem puts it in somebody's head, some crazy idea that you want to be a Rav, you want to be a Machanek, right? It's an amazing thing that certain people, want to, but it's true with everything. The world needs, and that's what the Chazal say, they need, all sorts of people, garbage, like people, it's not such a fan, garbage collectors, mayors, politicians, those type of things. And then there's chashuva things, like a Ravim or Makanek, but not everybody wants to do the chashuva things. People want to be garbage collectors and politicians, that's why Hashem does it.
What's the greater disrespectful about being
the... It was stinky.
What made it stinky?
Usually they use chemicals, or specifically what they would use is certain chemicals that were really smelly or not so safe, like lime, which we're going to talk about, Sid, plaster lime. But it seems from the Gemara, they used to also use excrement.
From animals?
From animals.
Specific animals?
I don't know, but it doesn't seem like it was, such a...
We don't know.
The Gemara even talks about, let's say, there was a case where there's a guy who was a tanner, a cure, whatever you want to call it, and he, Rachman Aslan and Lo Aleinu, he died without any children. So, this is a Yibum situation. So the brother wants to do Yibum, so he basically wants to marry his sister-in-law, right? But Chazal say, the widow could say, I don't want somebody who's a tanner. Your first, the brother, right, the nifter was a tanner. I can handle, I can't handle, right? So people are like that, right? We listen to her, and we try to convince the guy to give her chalitza.
Is it because of his position, or because he comes home smelly?
It seems like he comes home smelly. Even though we all know, Rashiva had a schmooze about this once, but we adapt, I don't smell anything, right? And we know that happens, that I don't smell anything. So, that could apply ruchnius also, right? Right? You see this all the time. Somebody from out of town, they come and see these billboards. Duh, great. And we, unfortunately, live in the garbage. So, happens ruchnius-wise also. Get used to the stench. So, now you can imagine. So, a non-Jew cured the hide and made it into cloth, right? So now the shaila is it good or not? Now again, we said before, this was yesterday's halakha, sarkshei me'uva lishmo. Has to be that the hide is cured for the sake, with the intent of tefillin. So, right? So what would be the halach in this case? So now you're going to say, so obviously it's no good. Well, see, this is that's not the case. In other words, the case isn't that a goy just did it on his own. Rather, the case is, La Rambam pasul afilo amar lo Yisrael la ave lishmo. So according to the Rambam, this is a famous machlokus. The hide is no good, and even now this is the point. Even if there was a Jew telling him to do it for the purpose of tefillin. Now again, so now this becomes very interesting. So in other words, that. So a goy didn't have an intent. So yeah, but that's not the case. It's a frum person was standing there. I was standing there telling. Now you can imagine, right? I don't want to cure those hides. So you get somebody a goy to do it. It has to be done lishma. I'll be mashgiach, and I'll stand over him and say, whatever. Juan, make sure, when you do this, you have in mind, we have phylacteries, like Mr. Magid would explain what phylacteries are, and maybe his name is Phineas, I don't know, and explain to him, what it means, and you have to do it, we have a commandment, right? We have going like that, we sell the chametz to, he knows all about Pesach, and he knows it, right? He's interested in these things, so he's helping you, right? He's helping you, and maybe he even wants to do it so that the Jews could do a commandment. I could picture that. It's not lishma. The question is, could you, who's standing there, inject lishma into this action? So the Rambam says, no. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, famous idea, now this is going to be a big mark, da akum osei adai tenenashe. Because the goy is doing, consciously, what he's thinking in his mind, he's doing it on, he's going his own way. He's going his own way. So therefore, even though I'm standing there being mashgiach, again, he's doing the work. Again, I can easily picture it. I don't want to do this stuff.
Like with
tzitzis. With the making, right. Twisting. Right, very good. Yeah. Right, so again, but this I can understand again psychologically more. I don't want to be involved with this, Now again, they didn't use excrement, but they will see later they used lime and other things. I can picture a person like me. I don't want to do that. So la rush, but according to the rush. Now again, we're talking about two rishonim. La rush kasher im yisrael omer al gavo. If again. The Jew is standing on more or less on top of him, so to speak, right? Jew is staying there. And then number two, the CO. And he's helping him. The Ramah adds, and see what the Ramah adds? Ksas be'ibuda. He helps him a little bit with making it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that since the Jew is standing there, from the beginning, when they put the hides into the sid, into the lime, and the Jew, the omerlo, and he's telling him, shiyitnam az latoch asid lishma. Juan, when you're putting it in, When you're putting those hides, those raw hides, into the mixture, into the sid, do it. You know, remember I explained to you about that commandment we have? So then, according to the Rosh, that would be good. And v'loba ina hakavona shel akum lazeh, rak be'es rega nesinas asid. And you only, so again, but the guy is doing it on his own, right? Who knows what he's thinking? So the Rosh holds, we only need at the beginning. Right at the beginning, when he's dumping all the stuff into the mix, into the solution, the tanning solution, right then. That he could stay focused on. I'm standing there and saying, don't forget. You know, it's very important. Right? I mean, you're doing this, you're putting that, and he's lifting it, and he's dumping it into the, putting into the barrel with the solution in it. So then you only need at that point lishma. V'loba ina kavan the chavos kain says shol akum lazeh rak be'es reg on the sin asum lasid. Just need it for when they put it in. Sayis le asham mu etes kazeh. So for this short amount of time, the guy could listen. V'nosem adas the haki. I die to the haki, and therefore. That would work. For that much time, he'll be able to focus. So the Rosh holds as long as that happens at the beginning, and the Jew is staying there, so then the Goy will do it for that short time. Again, just need the beginning to be with the proper Kavana. So then that would work.
Is it the same machlokas you're showing by tzitzis?
By a lot of things.
Cooking.
Also by tefillas kalim, right? You can imagine this. Caterer doesn't want to have to tovel 5 million things. So bring a bunch of workers, and I'll stand there and say, okay, guys, you're not just giving these things a bath. You're, you know, it's a holy, whatever. And this is a ritual area, however they call it, at ritualium, and it's a holy thing, and it's holy what? I don't, whatever you say, right? So it'd be the same issue. You can imagine that you'd want to do that because caterer has tons of stuff, right? So
Spartan can't do that because of
wrong. Well, so we'll see. Let's see what happens. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says that it has to be. That the Jew is standing there. If he's standing far away, it doesn't work. Even according to the Rosh. He has to be there. Now again, the Ramah, the Mechaber said that the Rosh holds, who's lenient, holds there has to be two factors. Number one, the Jew is standing there. And close by. Again, it doesn't have to be in Manash HaTama, but close by. And the CEO, and he's helping him. So the Ramah says, even a little bit, even if it's a little. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even if he didn't help him just at the end of the Ibud, so at the end of the process, that would also be a good. And then he goes on to say, but really, according to the Rosh, that the Rosh really holds, even if the Jew didn't help at all. Right? This is Bidyevin. According to the Rosh, sure, that's what the Machaber is bringing down. The Chachila, Jew should be standing there, A. B, help him a little bit, somewhat, something. But again, the Chofetz Chaim says that according to the Rosh, now again, not according to the Rambam, if the Jew did not help at all, it would still work according to the Rosh. The Akum, the reason is, because a non-Jew, Adata di Yisrael Metzaveh La'asot to the Shema of it. Because the Rosh really holds that if the Jew is telling him, do it this way, and for this reason, and with this intent, the Rosh holds, so you can see it's a basic difference of opinion. The Rosh holds, that the goy will do it. The goy will do it. So this is a very, very big machlokas. Again, and here we have it by the hide. But again, you could think, you know, like, and we mentioned a couple cases, but there is a lot of cases. Now again, it could get a little more complicated. The Be'er Halacha brings out at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say it was twilight. Woman forgot to light Shabbos candles. But she has Juanita there, right? So she tells Juanita, now she's scared to light because, you know, it's a little late. But it's not like really late, but it's, you know. So she tells Juanita to light the Shabbos candles. Could she make a bracha? Now again, remember, here we're talking about, could a person inject kavana for a mitzvah into a non-Jew? But again, then there's also pressure, can I make a bracha if they do the action? Here there's no bracha. You don't make a bracha over tanning hides, for even if it's for tefillin, right? Because there's a hakshar mitzvah, so, right? Not the mitzvah itself. So therefore, but again, just realize when we branch out, go a little further in this machlokas, it's, you know, turn the page 86. And the Rama says that's the halacha, right? We go like the rush and look later.
Meaning that we can
have a non-Jew too. Right, that's what he says. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, we're running out of time, so we'll just do this point, that the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim say that really it's best, the Chachila, that a Jew himself puts the hides into the solution, Lishma, and then he tells the non-Jew, all the others, everything else you do, any other actions you do, in the tanning curing process, that you should also do them with the lishma, right, with the proper intent, and then the guy could take them out of the vat and fix it, even if he has to, you know, take it in to put it out, and the Jew does not have to stand there from there on and help them. So that's the way you should do it. So in other words, we go back to the original idea that really the Jew should help in some way, shape, or form, if possible. Okay? Okay, Rabbos, I will stop here for today. And B'li Neder, Meretz Hashem, will pick this up tomorrow.